This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so it just happened. You just saw it in the last segment. I called Texas CPS, and I was just looking for a general statement. She didn't want to commit, and I think she probably got an idea about where it was going and didn't want to make a commitment on record. And my guess is they've probably received some calls, maybe not many, but some calls enough that they have an internal policy that if somebody calls and complains about a drag queen story time or pornographic material at a public school library, that they kind of have a scripted response and they don't want to commit to anything for obvious reasons. You got to protect the liberal agenda. You got to protect the Democrat agenda. It's more important than protecting kids, obviously, at this point. But I think it's fair to say, even through the wish-washy, non-committal conjecture there, that yes, if an adult is sharing pornographic material, teaching minors how to have anal or oral sex, that is an offense that CPS would consider actionable. And if there is an adult entertainment situation, this is why you want to go to the strip club, you got to show an ID to get in. I mean, hell, even just at a bar, you got to show your ID to get in. So, yeah, you're taking a minor out to the bar, you're taking a minor out to the strip club, that's an offense. So even though she didn't want to be committal, she was wavering, right? Because you're with CPS. I asked you if you'd consider it an actionable offense if an adult was sharing pornography with a kid. How do you not say, of course, we would do that? Unless you know the situation, you have enough awareness of the situation that there's a political movement that's somehow protected by the rainbow flag shield that showing pornographic material and sexual activity to children is acceptable under the guise of LGBTQ activism. But she said on the phone, you heard her, if you can provide a specific incident, that then they could follow up. So I guess the next stress test would be either sharing information about one of these drag queen dance time for kids events that's happened in Texas and send them video of this and see what they do. That would be the next step. And, I mean, if you really wanted to go personal, and this would be, you'd need to handle this right, but you could go to one of these events, find the parents that take their children to these inappropriate events, and say, and just ask them, do you think it's appropriate to show minors pornographic material? Do you think it's appropriate to take a minor to an adult entertainment venue and get their response to that? And then say, well, do you think that's what you've done here today? Do you think CPS should be made aware that that's exactly what you've done today? So, again, this is just follow up. A caller was like, has anybody called CPS? Has anybody investigated? And I said, you know what? Let's do a stress test live on air and let's call CPS and see. And so I would say the stress test revealed that, to me, they're at least generally aware of these events going on. They've probably been called on it before, and that's why she was noncommittal in some of the responses, seeing where it was going. And I think she even said that on the phone. She's like, I see where this is going. So CPS, most likely, at this point, my guess is not interested in investigating this stuff and is not interested in following up on men dressing up as women and dancing for children in a thong. I mean, where is law enforcement? I mean, forget CPS. How is this man in a thong doing sexual dancing for children not getting arrested? But there's your first stress test of Child Protective Services. And we can all follow up with this, folks. We can go to that website. They share it on the phone. You can send the videos. You can say the venues and see if CPS is interested. My guess is probably no, because they're controlled by the government, which is controlled by the LGBTQ plus mafia. But let's stress test it. You just had stress test number one.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Go live at the Summit News Hour, March the 2nd, 2023. And, well, more information is coming to light here in the UK over the decisions, the authoritarian crackdown that was initiated with the first lockdown back in March 2020 with the release of these, what they're calling the lockdown files, by the London Telegraph. Now, much of it is a limited hangout, but some more information has come out about the zealous, overbearing totalitarianism that was swirling through the halls of government during that time, during the first lockdown. One of which was this, which I wrote about this morning, actually. UK considered mandating killing of all pet cats to stop COVID. Not the poor pussycat, surely. Can you imagine if in America the government had come out at the start of the first COVID outbreak and said, we're going to make Americans kill all their pet dogs? What? You'd have civil war. Maybe you'd have civil war in the UK because a lot of people in the UK care more about cats than they do dogs. But UK health authorities considered ordering the euthanization of all pet cats in the country during the first COVID outbreak. This was revealed by ex-Deputy Health Minister Lord James Bethell, who made the admission while trying to argue that governments were caught unawares in how to respond to the virus. Of course, we know that's a lie because the WHO had its plans well in place before that. They saw how China had responded. We had Professor Pantsdown, Professor Lockdown, Neil Ferguson, admit before the first lockdown that they learned from the authoritarian brutalism that was going on in China. They thought they couldn't get away with it in Europe, but then Italy did it, in his own words, and then we did it. So they knew what they were going to do exactly. They were going to go hard and they were going to go fast. He went on to say there was a moment when we were very unclear about whether domestic pets could transmit the disease. Of course, now we know with the rest of these revelations, much of the advice was on the fly. Some of it was ignored. Some of it was taken for political reasons. Basically, what happened is a Siamese cat became the first in Britain to contract COVID-19. They thought that it would jump from the cat to humans for some reason. And so they were considering exterminating all pet cats in Britain. Remember the 2001 foot and mouth outbreak, which many sources suggest came from the Portendown bioweapons facility, led to the mandatory slaughter, millions and millions of cattle. Farmers up and down the country were completely put out of business, burning pyres of cattle for weeks on end, an absolutely harrowing memory for the farming community, and they were considering doing a similar thing with pet cats. Cat owners were told not to kiss their pets and to observe basically social distancing with their pets. They wouldn't let them out of the house. They were told not to let them out of the house. If someone in the family had caught COVID, again, despite the fact there was no evidence COVID could jump from cats to humans, they just considered doing it anyway. And as I point out in the article, they even considered abducting kids from their parents and putting them in quarantine camps, again, against their will, forcibly, if they were infected with the virus. They wanted to kidnap people's children and put them in literal camps as part of this authoritarian, brutal lockdown. And we kind of laugh about it now and say, oh, those were crazy times. You have to remind yourself how crazy they were. And in fact, I saw an article earlier today where the police, this was the same police, Derbyshire police, that had released a video where they surveilled people with drones, taking their dogs for a walk in remote rural countryside locations, far away from anyone, even if you believed all the propaganda about social distancing, publicly shaming people on the internet for taking their pets for a walk in the remote countryside. They even went to a beauty spot known as the Blue Lagoon in the Peak District, which is a rural area, as I said, popular with hikers, bikers. They injected this lagoon with black dye, the police did, to prevent sightseers, walkers, going and visiting this Blue Lagoon. Again, you were allowed, even under their own rules, you're allowed outside your house for exercise. They literally, potentially, poisoned lagoons to try and prevent people going outside. Now we learn that they were considering making people kill all their cats. Of course, we've got this avian flu outbreak going on in the background. They're saying they're making all the preparations for it to jump, to be transmissible from animals to humans, and then humans to humans, of course. So if you think this has all gone away, while it may have gone away for COVID, they've got this bird flu pandemic hovering in the background, just waiting to reinforce these powers once again. Daily Skeptic reports, get heavy with police to enforce lockdown, Matt Hancock told ministers. This was the UK's health secretary during the COVID outbreak. Country's most senior civil servant discussed how they needed to get heavy with the police to crack down on the public during the COVID pandemic. And you saw what happened. People going for a walk and buying a coffee being hit with fines. I had friends, they got knocks on their doors because they thought they were having a party in their flat in London. Bear in mind that we've had record rising crime now for the past 3 years. It's just hit a new record in the UK. The police, since 2015, have been telling the British public they don't have the resources to respond to burglaries. They had plenty of resources during those early days of the lockdown to literally case out people's apartments if they heard music, if they heard voices, to go and knock on their door and try and issue them with fines. Basically, the vast majority of these fines got overturned in court, basically all of them, I think, because, again, they were completely unlawful. Here's another one. Telegraph reports, can we lock up pub hooligan Nigel Farage? Asked Hancock's team. Again, this is the health minister at the time. They wanted to arrest Nigel Farage because he tweeted a picture of himself enjoying a pint of bitter in a pub 14 days or 13 days after he'd returned from America. The authoritarian rules at the time were you had to stay in your home for 2 weeks if you came back from traveling anywhere abroad. Matt Hancock's team asked if they could lock up Nigel Farage after he tweeted a video of himself at a pub in Kent, WhatsApp messages have revealed. So again, making an example out of someone as a weaponized tool of intimidation to browbeat the rest of the public into unquestioning compliance. We know from all the documents that have come out, this was deliberate totalitarianism. They used behavioral psychology to deliberately exaggerate the threat beyond all reason to force people into complying with these totalitarian mandates. July 4, the leader of the Brexit Party shared a video of himself drinking his first proper pint in 103 days at the Queen's Head pub in Down Village, Kent. Fortnight earlier, Farage was filmed attending Donald Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So again, because he was within that 14-day period. One of the main priorities of our health secretary at the time with this big outbreak was to think about arresting Nigel Farage and making an example out of him. Meanwhile, the people also coming back from holiday and being forced to be locked up basically in what were prisons, they called them quarantine hotels, those people were being laughed at by our government. Top Mandarin mocked holidaymakers locked up in COVID quarantine hotel rooms. Those unlucky enough to be caught up in Britain's pandemic-era hotel quarantine policy likened it to being held prisoner, and exactly that's what it was. Messages seen by the Telegraph show ministers and officials shared the sentiment and joked about passengers being locked up in shoebox rooms. They all thought it was really funny. Meanwhile, again, Matt Hancock staged rearguard action to close schools after Education Secretary won argument to keep them open. They wanted some of the people within government to reopen the schools in June before the summer holiday, summer recess. Health Secretary said no. Of course, we know the massive damage that's caused to education, which will last for a generation. Again, the face masks in schools, they got that wrong. Now they've been caught. It's all coming out. The rats are fleeing the sinking ship of the lockdown narrative. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm going to get more into the COVID-19 fallout a bit later on with this lab leak development over the course of the last week. But let's get into the latest migration news now, because of course we had a poll last week showing that even a majority of people in the UK who support left-wing parties, whose leaders support keeping the borders open, opening them even wider, the supporters of those parties, the majority of them, or at least a plurality of them, think immigration to the UK is too high. We have the census results about a month ago, which show again, major cities across the UK are now minority white British, including not just London, but places like Birmingham and Manchester. You see a similar phenomenon unfolding in Germany. This is out of Breitbart via AP. 23% of German population now migrants or children of migrants. Of course, this is after they opened their borders in 2015, 2016 to all the Syrian, Afghan, Iranian asylum seekers. And really, they've never stopped coming in. It's never been a trickle. It's always been a deluge. And they've got a similar problem to what we've got in the UK. So it's some 18.9 million people, 23% of Germany's population, either immigrated to the country since 1950 or are the children of immigrants. You import people from all these different countries. Germany is no longer Germany, especially when these people, which the majority of them do, refuse to assimilate. The first time the statistics office has analysed the country's population based on migration figures, not just on citizenship, which is a more vague concept since many immigrants, especially children of immigrants, have taken on German citizenship in recent years. And that's exactly how they absorb them into the figures and therefore hide this demographic change that's been taking place across Europe now rapidly at an accelerated pace for the past 10 years. Because when it comes to the 17.3% who are first generation immigrants, Germany ranks above the European Union average of 10.6%. In addition, another 3.7 million or 4.5% of the population have one parent who immigrated and one ethnic German parent. And what impact is that having in major cities in Germany? Well, we only need to look to Berlin for the answer to that question. WeMix News reports, shock and astonishment, 110 nursing home seniors evicted by Christian organization to make room for refugees in Berlin. And again, you have to make the point over and over again. Even according to the UN's massaged figures, the vast majority of them are not refugees. They're young men looking for free handouts, looking for free healthcare, looking for free accommodation. Again, I don't even blame them for wanting to escape some of those countries. But again, you can't import Afghanistan. You can't import Libya. You can't import Iran and not have European countries increasingly become similar to those countries that they fled from in the first place. As many elderly nursing home residents were left in tears as they were evicted to make room for migrants in Berlin. Imagine that. Some of these people have been there for years and years. Vulnerable elderly people. They get used to this nursing home. They get used to the staff, the local environment. Suddenly they're told, sorry, 22-year-old Abdul from Afghanistan needs a place to stay. Get the hell out. Imagine that. Imagine paying into the German system. 75, 80, 90 years old. Paying into the system. Being part of your country. For decades and decades. Suddenly you're told you're basically worthless. You're going to get kicked out of your nursing home accommodation. Because some 21-year-old guy just arrived on a boat and claims to be a refugee. says, adding to the scandal is that the owners of the building and operators of the nursing home are Christian non-profit institutions that belong to the Berlin Diakonie. And again, the reason they're turfing them out is because the government gives them more kickbacks for housing, quote, refugees than it does for housing Germany's vulnerable elderly population. The building located on Muller Street was meant to house elderly residents for at least another 10 years. Goes on to say the nursing home was run by the Paul Gerhard Foundation with an option to extend, but that plan has been terminated early and instead the building has shifted to housing refugees. We've seen this in numerous countries across Europe, a similar thing. As during the evictions, tears flowed among those affected. Containers stood in front of the building for days. The furniture was simply thrown away. So not only are they being turfed out, all their possessions are being turfed out as well, presumably. Let's go to this first video now, though, because, again, similar situation occurring in the UK, vast numbers of illegal boat migrants coming in. The taxpayer is paying for the government to put them up in some cases, five-star hotels in prime tourist areas. People are booking these hotels a year in advance for their wedding. They get a phone call to say, sorry, your wedding's cancelled. We're allowing this group of Afghan migrants to move into the hotel. Meanwhile, let's take a look at what's happening with the homeless population, the native homeless population in the United Kingdom. This video is called The Forgotten People. Let's roll it. The number of homeless people sleeping on the streets of Britain has soared by over a quarter in just a single year. According to figures released by the government, there were 3,069 people sleeping rough on the streets last year, compared to 2,443 in 2021, representing a 25.6% increase. In London, the number of rough sleepers rose even more, an increase of 34% on last year. The stats show that despite rapidly accelerated levels of immigration, the majority of homeless were British-born, 64%. According to the Salvation Army, the cost of living crisis has exacerbated the problem. The chief executive of the charity Homeless Link, Rick Henderson, described the increase as a massive collective failure, adding the cost of living crisis has exacerbated long-standing drivers of homelessness, such as a shortage of affordable housing and often punitive welfare system, and increasingly stretched health services. You know who's not struggling with homelessness or a cost of living crisis? So 40,000 illegal migrants being put up in hotels up and down the country at taxpayer expense. Yeah, while our own people freeze on the streets, our government is spending £7 million a day, housing illegal migrants, most of them working-age men, in four-star, sometimes five-star accommodation. There's no issue with stretched healthcare services for these illegal migrants, many of whom get their own dedicated doctors on-site. Maybe our own homeless population should just get a Eurostar to France. Hop on a dinghy, throw their passport in the English Channel, start calling themselves Abdul, then enjoy a free coach ride from the government to the nearest available hotel. Easier still, just pretend you're Albanian and can't speak English, and instead of shivering to the bone while sleeping on a cardboard box wrapped in bin bags, you'll be safe and sound in a nice cozy king-size bed awaiting your free cooked breakfast the next morning. Meanwhile, in Sweden, remember that whole controversy over Trump last night in Sweden? Well, they continue to experience the same problems with violent crime, rampant unrest, as it is related to mass migration. Sweden man arrested after 10-year-old girl is stabbed in broad daylight in Gothenburg Central Square. And Sweden increases money offered to migrants to voluntarily go home. Of course, we've seen what's happening in Denmark, where they're trying to basically raise and demolish some of these migrant ghetto areas. Well, now the right-wing Swedish government, elected on a promise to curb immigration, is enacting reforms to encourage migrants to return to their country of origin. I would argue, as far as Sweden goes, given their, again, rapid intake of refugees and asylum seekers, is probably too little, too late. We'll be back. Summit.news, don't go away.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Physio Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, of course, over the weekend we had the Department of Energy come out and basically admit that the conspiracy theorists who were publicly humiliated, censored, banned from 2020 to 2021 for saying that the coronavirus was likely a lab leak. Of course, the accidental lab leak is the limited hangout argument. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, came out shortly after in an interview with Fox News' Brett Baer. The quote, the FBI has for quite some time now assessed that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan. Let's go to this video now, because there's been more developments on this which I want to come back and talk about after. But this video is called The Conspiracy Theorists Were Right. Let's roll it. remember that crazy conspiracy theory about the lab origin of COVID? Remember how anyone who talked about it was ridiculed, demonized, and cancelled?
He's also pushing U.S. intelligence to find evidence for this theory that the virus was accidentally released from a lab in Wuhan. That's his new angle to feed the wing nuts, to treat this virus like it was a conspiracy of some kind.
I know, right? What kind of nutcase would even suggest that a lab in Wuhan working on coronaviruses would have anything whatsoever to do with the emergence of a coronavirus that originated in Wuhan?
It should have never happened. This plague should never have happened. It could have been stopped. But people chose not to stop it.
What people? Tomorrow he'll blame the Spanish flu on Antonio Banderas.
Thank God prominent alternative news sites that circulated this insane premise were banned by Big Tech. Thank God Facebook, for over a year after the outbreak of COVID, banned all content suggesting the virus was man-made or came from a lab. Thank God brave mainstream media journalists identified and targeted shameless conspiracy theorists for pushing these lies. Thank God Dr. Fauci moved to silence any discussion of COVID being caused by a lab leak. After being told to do so by Peter Daszak, the father of Gain of Function Research, whose organization has extensive ties to the Wuhan lab. Thank God our esteemed medical establishment, in coordination with Silicon Valley and Big Pharma-funded corporate media giants.
CNN Tonight, brought to you by Pfizer.
Worked so hard and so diligently to suppress and extinguish the dangerous conspiracy theory that COVID-19 came from a lab leak in China.
Tonight, NBC News learning the Department of Energy has concluded COVID-19 likely came from a lab leak in China.
Oh.
The U.S. Department of Energy has concluded that it most likely came from a lab leak and not from an infected animal.
The FBI and now the Energy Department have both found an accidental lab leak increasingly plausible.
Right. So, not a crazy conspiracy theory, then. At what point does the claim that it had a natural origin become a conspiracy theory?
No matter what the Energy Department says, not everyone in the government agrees. You see, while the Department of Energy suspects it was a lab leak, four other agencies, along with a national intelligence panel, still judge that the pandemic was likely the result of a natural transmission. Anyway, we'll have more on this story as soon as anyone has anything they can prove.
I mean, if you're that wedded to a certain narrative, sometimes it's really hard to let go.
This has been a long time coming. I wish you could see the smiles on the faces of my audience. And I wish I could, too, because they're still wearing masks.
Funny how the U.S. media once called Americans conspiracy theorists for saying it came from a lab. Now China is calling the U.S. government conspiracy theorists for saying it came from a lab. Maybe the real lesson here is staring us in the face. Stop claiming everything that deviates slightly from the official story is a baseless conspiracy theory. Stop silencing whistleblowers, dissidents, and investigators by branding them dangerous purveyors of disinformation. Stop banning people for engaging in legitimate discussion of contentious issues. Now, forgive me for dabbling in another dangerous conspiracy theory, but it's almost like all the hysteria over fake news, disinformation, and misinformation generated by the powers that be, while there is no doubt some fake news that's outright fabricated, isn't primarily designed to protect people from being misled, but is actually designed to shut down discussion of awkward truths and facilitate the cover-up of genuine matters. This all begs the question. If this once crazy lab leak conspiracy theory, which you weren't even allowed to talk about without being publicly shamed, censored, banned, turned out to be likely true, what else that was happening during this period that they maligned as a conspiracy theory was actually true? Gee, I wonder. I really do wonder. What else is happening right now that we're not allowed to talk about, that later on down the line will prove to have been true all along? Even if the lab leak theory is finally accepted as complete fact, was it really just an accidental leak? Whoops, just initiated a global pandemic that shut down the world economy, generated recurring mega massive profits for giant pharmaceutical companies.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Normalized de facto medical martial law while justifying authoritarian population control measures not witnessed for generations. Yeah, sorry about that, my bad. Appearing on Tucker Carlson last night, a Chinese virologist dropped a bombshell.
I would say, based on the evidence and the source I have, CCP government intentionally to let it go all over the world to kill millions of people all over the world later.
No doubt that'll be dismissed as just another crazy conspiracy theory. As for the future, well, UK health experts are now sharing details of their, quote, COVID-style plans against bird flu. They're now preparing for the worst-case scenario of avian flu becoming transmissible from humans to humans. It's already jumped from birds to mammals. Now, a dozen people in the same province in Cambodia have been infected, and an 11-year-old girl has died. Thankfully, if H5N1 feels like getting all pandemic-y, we're reassured that Big Pharma has all the vaccines ready and waiting.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
And what of those COVID-style plans to stop it? Lockdowns, mask mandates, vax mandates? Well, rest assured, because Professor Lockdown, the same guy who spectacularly wrong modelling greased the skids for the UK's lockdown, the guy who took lockdown so seriously, spent most of it zipping back and forth across London to shag his married mistress, the guy who completely betrayed his own authoritarian zeal by saying, quote, China is a communist one-party state, we said. We couldn't get away with lockdown in Europe, we thought. Then Italy did it, and we realised we could. Yeah, him. Well, at least he's not in charge of the COVID-style plans against bird flu, right? Oh, he is! Great. How wonderful. I really hope the conspiracy theorists stop being proven right. Update on this story now. Rand Paul, COVID lab leak, one of the greatest cover-ups in modern medical history. This was his appearance on Fox News, noting that the US government has, quote, destroyed trust in vaccines and everything else because they're really telling you stuff that's obviously not true and you shouldn't take it. He went on to say when Anthony Fauci made the decision to fund dangerous gain-of-function research in Wuhan and, again, covered it up with Peter Daszak, under the auspices of an authoritarian government, this decision was one of the worst decisions ever made and has been a cover-up ever since the beginning. Senator Ted Cruz also coming out. Cruz blasts media for labeling COVID lab leak as misinformation and conspiracy theory. Again, on Fox News, he said the COVID virus escaped from a Chinese government lab and the millions of deaths are a result of that virus escaping from a Chinese government lab. State Department-funded censorship group punished conservative websites for circulating lab leak theory. Again, underscoring the point, all this hysteria over fake news, misinformation, disinformation generated by regime media outlets is used to censor genuine issues, intimidate people out of talking about them in the first place, and of course create this precedent that big tech networks can censor, ban people on a whim, get out ahead of this to facilitate what was, in this instance, a cover-up. Global Disinformation Index, this weird British-based non-profit group, received $665,000 from the Global Engagement National Center for Endowment, again, the State Department group. That was the group overseeing conspiracy theories about COVID-19. That was the group burying those kind of stories on Twitter, on Facebook, claiming that they'd been proved, quote, fact-checked and proven untrue. They abused their influence to pressure big tech firms like Google to cut advertising from conservative websites, again, to try and put those platforms that were talking about the authenticity of the lab leak in 2020, in 2021, out of business altogether by severing their ad revenue streams. Of course, they've done that on numerous other issues, and they did it on this. Even Microsoft had to come out and basically sever its ties with this weird GDI group because, again, they were proven to have weaponized this hysteria over fake news and misinformation simply to censor, shut down their ideological adversaries. Summit.news.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, we just had figures out of England and Wales a couple of weeks ago showing that crime, particularly violent crime, is at a record high, highest levels ever recorded, which brings me to this news story out of Breitbart. And again, this gets right to the core of how diversity hires is really crippling the police force and, in fact, impacting people's safety and genuinely putting people at risk. UK police claim 5'5", neurodiverse, don't know what that means, mentally ill, I assume, female recruit, 18, can take down assailants. So this autistic, neurodiverse, 5'5", 18-year-old woman, who I presume still identifies as a woman, that's probably subject to change, they're championing her as this crime-fighting hero, basically. England's Essex police force has spotlighted a 5'5 female recruit, aged 18, described as autistic and dyslexic, assuring the public she can hold her own against assailants. Yes, I'm sure when the violent criminal on a scooter who pulls up next to you in London and yanks your Rolex off your arm under threat of killing you with a 12-inch blade, I'm sure that when he shows up, you can rest assured that this 5'5", autistic, dyslexic, neurodiverse female is really gonna take him down hard. Because people always have this idea of what a police officer should look like. You're dealing with violent criminals. You should be pretty muscle-bound, pretty big, pretty healthy. PC Hooper is quoted as saying, likely in reference to historic minimum height requirements for officers, now abolished. Well, I assure you, maybe they'll have midgets taking on 6'5" violent criminals next. Who knows? Maybe they'll have, you know, transgender individuals with arms like pipe cleaners taking down terrorists in central London. I don't know if it's for diversity, and maybe it's a good thing. She said, I assure you, even as a 5'5" woman, I can hold my own. Big doubt. This is like in America when those fire departments started lowering the standards for entry. So you're burning to death in a high-rise building, and somebody who hasn't even completed the physical assault course is coming to save you. Good luck with that. She says, people always assume you have to be a 6-foot-plus man to keep up with the training, but I've never struggled. Yeah, because they lower the standards of the training to make it easy for everyone to pass. Again, this is following. A few weeks ago, we had the story of Metropolitan Police trying to get more BAME, black ethnic minority officers, in their police force than white officers, again, because hashtag diversity, despite the fact that many people from these communities don't want to join the police force. They distrust the police. They don't want to join it. And many of them, it said, were criminals. So they literally started hiring criminals for diversity. Now they're hiring 5'5" women to take on violent criminals. Again, because they lowered the standards of training. So she can come out and say, well, I passed the training. Yeah, because it's easy. That's only going to embolden criminals more. Big shock that our crime rate is now an all-time record high. In the US, or in fact, I think this is in Canada, girls' basketball team withdraws from state tournament in protest against transgender player who dominates games. This is the girls' basketball team from the Vermont Division 4 state tournament, withdrawn from it in protest against a transgender player who's routinely been dominating games. Well, what a surprise. A biological male with better physical attributes is absolutely crushing the competition. And these, again, relatively spindly weak females in comparison aren't happy about it. After finding out their opponents, the Long Trail School Mountain Lions, had a biological male on their team, the Mid-Vermont Christian School Eagles forfeited their playoff game. We believe playing against an opponent with a biological male jeopardizes the fairness of the game and the safety of our players. And then they cite write-ups of reviews of these basketball games where this individual is absolutely crushing it. Someone came out and spoke out against this. He said, bone mass, lean mass, cardiac output, strength capacity, work capacity, potential all heavily advantage males. Now, of course, they're transphobic for complaining about it. Meanwhile, transgender athlete wins 4 female running competitions in a row. Transgender athlete, who now identifies as a woman, has won 4 different female running competitions so far this year alone after smashing a women's 5,000-meter record last year. This is Tiffany Newell. And basically every single tournament he has entered since the start of January of this year, he's won at a canter. Well, now the International Consortium on Women's Sport, a group demanding the protection of female competitions, another transphobic hate unit, reacted to the news by asserting it was a blatant example of sex discrimination. And again, I go for all the examples of this individual absolutely dominating, running easily to victory in all the competitions that he's entered. Redux reports, despite protests from trans activists, studies have consistently affirmed that trans-identified male athletes retain a significant edge over their female counterparts, even after starting hormone therapy. Now, on the subject of transgenderism and pushing the message, Hershey's has launched a new transgender-themed chocolate bar promoted by a biological male to celebrate International Women's Day. This video is called Who's Got the Meme? Let's roll it. To celebrate International Women's Day, which is next week, Hershey's has launched a bold, daring new promo campaign. Again, for International Women's Week by prominently featuring someone who was born a biological male. Hashtag her for she. See the women. Women changing how we see the future. Calicia Masala, founder of Girl Up Quebec. Gender equality advocate. Calicia sees the power of young women, blah blah blah, the message. Rita Audi, gender and education equality activist. A gender and education equality activist, Rita is focused on supporting the blah blah blah, the message. Nyla Mulo, climate tech researcher. From flexible solar panels to plant-based plastics, Nyla is researching blah blah blah, the message. Faye Johnston, 2SLGBT. CQIA plus advocate. 2SL. No, me neither. Again, as a reminder, this is for International Women's Day.
My name is Faye Johnstone. I'm the executive director of Wisdom to Action.
I prefer really not to speak. If I speak, I am in big trouble.
We can create a world where everyone is able to live in public space as their honest and authentic selves. See the woman changing how we see the future. At Hershey's Canada.
He for she, cookies and cream. All right, who's got the meme? Behold our biggest ad campaign.
My name is Faye Johnstone.
Are you sure this will help us sell more chocolate? Chocolate? Now, let me be absolutely clear. Once, about 5 years ago, I was in an airport in America, and I made the mistake of buying a Hershey bar. It's hands down the most disgusting so-called chocolate bar I've ever tasted in my life. Doesn't even taste like chocolate. About 5 years ago, although Hershey denied it, reports began circulating that they were adding butyric acid to their products as a cheap food preservative. Guess what also contains butyric acid? Vomit. Literal vomit. And according to many people, including Europeans who are lucky enough to have access to actual milk chocolate that isn't ruined by weird additives, Hershey's tastes like, you guessed it, vomit. So yeah, instead of pandering to the alphabet mafia, maybe Hershey should spend more time and money on making sure their product doesn't remind people of puking up in their own mouths. Get woke, go broke. I don't know, maybe. But when your target market continually increases year by year, thanks to people being born that way, and having nothing to do with insidious social engineering at all, who's to say it won't pay off? I mean, at the very least for Hershey's, it'll distract from the fact that it tastes like sick. Now again, I referenced the Gallup poll in that video. Again, LGBT people constantly claim, no, they're born that way, they're born gay, they're born transgender, it's an innate thing, it has nothing whatsoever to do with indoctrination, social engineering, activist doctors in the case of transgender experiments and surgery. Well, of course, we find out that Generation Z, 19.7% of them now identify as LGBT. And the numbers amongst millennials have also basically doubled over the course of the last 8 years, with now 11.2% of millennials in America identifying as LGBT. What could have caused that? A massive cultural indoctrination social engineering campaign, or were they just born that way? Breitbart reports, won't fail, Hershey's hit with backlash boycott polls after casting transgender activists in International Women's Day promo. Get woke, go broke, I don't know. They've got massive amounts of free advertising as a result of the controversy that they've deliberately generated over this. People are upset about it. People are calling for a boycott. Probably just going to fizzle out like every other boycott before that. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is next with Owen Troyer. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.